immigrants to this country are twice as likely as non-immigrants to say that they have to believe in God to really be part of American society. But they're not more likely to be religious themselves. Those findings are from a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has this look at immigrants and their views of religion.
Francisco Cañas says to Latin Americans like him, the United States has always been the epitome of a religious society. American missionaries brought what he calls the gospel of prosperity. And today's televangelists preach the same lesson, that God's blessings fall on those who are especially pious.
You see people with a sophisticated car, with a sophisticated clothes, and immediately your mentality goes, you must have something that I don't.
Cañas, who immigrated from El Salvador in 1982 and is now a United Methodist minister in Los Angeles, says almost from the minute they arrive in the United States, immigrants see a place infused with religious symbols.
The moment that you give a dollar to somebody, you're saying, in God we trust.
Most native-born Americans do not think of their country as soaked in religion, in part because the separation between church and state has been drilled into them from their school days. But Bob Blendon at the Kennedy School of Government says these immigrants may be seeing the United States more clearly than Americans do.
I think they're very perceptive. It's true. This is a very religious nation with a great deal of importance on people's religious beliefs.
Our poll found that 85% of Americans say religion is important to their everyday lives. That's much, much higher than in other Western countries. Luis Lugo, who heads the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, says when viewed by the fresh eye of an immigrant, signs of America's civic religion are everywhere.
Their kids go to school and they're hearing One Nation Under God. They watch sporting events and see athletes cross themselves or kneel in prayer. So they see a society which has very public expression of religion, which seems to be not only tolerated, but actually valued.
And he says, when it comes to wading into the flow of American society, the church is often the first institution to offer a steadying hand. Lugo, who came from Cuba in 1962 when he was 11 years old, says his story is typical.
There were two great integrating institutions. One is that I immediately started playing baseball. But the other was that I immediately made a connection with the local parish and the Roman Catholic Church.
His church, like so many others, held English classes for new arrivals. It helped with documents, food, and housing. In short, it helped him negotiate the relationship with American society. He says when you're seeing the country through the window of a church, it's bound to look more religious. But it's more than that. Maria Sampen arrived from Peru when she was 15. She remembered how her uncle was fired for his religious beliefs and knew she would be safe with hers here.
Oh, here, you're free to do anything you want. You can go to church, you can talk about God, and even try to get a friend going to your church.
But if Americans are tolerant of religion, they are not so tolerant of no religion, a fact that comes out of the polls both among immigrants and native-born Americans. Harvard's John Benson also worked on our poll. He says back in 1958, only one out of six Americans said they would vote for an atheist president, even if he were well qualified. Today, it's closer to half. So on the one hand, Americans have grown more tolerant of atheists.
On the other hand, that is far less than the percentage of people who say they would be willing to vote for a woman or an African-American or an evangelical Christian or a Catholic or a Jewish candidate. Or even, in the most interesting case, there are 10 percentage points more people who would say they would vote for a Muslim.
More evidence, he says, that religion is the background music of American culture, so ever-present that people forget it's playing. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
And complete results of the immigration poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government are at npr.org.